Welcome to The Profitable Way. I am your host, Robin Gooding, and this is a podcast for entrepreneurs looking to do good in the world while pursuing profits and living a rich life. I truly believe that the missing link to multi-passionate, heart-centered entrepreneurs is the intersection of a holistic strategy, an efficient back-end system, and the soul work that focuses on our inner world so that our outer world can flourish. My clients have quit the cubicle, moved overseas for the digital nomad life, more than doubled their income, and expanded their lives using my signature framework that integrates strategy, systems, and soul. If you're looking to clarify your strategy, structure and optimize your systems, and amplify your soul work, you are in the right place. I promise to relentlessly support you making money online, doing what you love, so that you can live your version of an epic and rich life. Hello, welcome to today's episode. I'm so excited to connect with you today. This episode is going to be a continuation of the episode series I've been doing for 2022 trends. So this is part 4 of 4. If you have not yet listened to the other episodes, part 1, 2, and 3, you can go ahead and do that after listening to this. They don't build on each other. So you can absolutely go visit this. Go visit them after this. But I do recommend that if you want to figure out how to be ahead of the curve for 2022, that you do listen to these episodes because they are grounded in research I've done extensively. And a lot of that has been grassroots outreach. So like deeply connecting with people online. And also seeing behind the scenes of a lot of different businesses who are leveraging online right now for themselves. So for today's final episode as part of the series, what I really want to talk about is communication trends, because so far we've talked about offers and the packaging of that and the experience and the transformation. We've talked about who's going to stand out the most in 2022. We've talked about creation and connection. And how to organically market. We've talked about the messaging. So what messaging is going to be most effective for sales and marketing for 2022? And for this episode, we're going to talk about more tangibly the communication piece. So how we're actually meeting our people, what that looks like, and how we can leverage the research that I've done and that I'm seeing behind the scenes of businesses to make sure that we're continuing to connect with our people the best, right? Because those of us who deeply, deeply understand our audience the best, who are able to meet them where they are and communicate that with them, we're going to stand out. And no matter how noisy it gets online, and it will get even more noisy online for 2022, no matter how noisy it is, you will not have competition if you can do this well. Okay, so how we communicate is shifting. And it is something that I've seen sort of continue to shift over the last 18 months, but we're going to see it amplify for 2022. So let's dive in. So the first thing, and it's probably super obvious, and it's not necessarily new for 2022 at all, but it is something that's going to become sort of a non-negotiable. And that's that how we communicate has to be mobile friendly. It just has to be mobile friendly. So whatever hub you're using, whatever platforms you're using for your people, any links, any chatting, anything like that, it has to be mobile friendly. Your sales pages, your call booking, your shopping carts, your websites, all of it has got to be mobile friendly. And that is just non-negotiable, just period. So be mobile friendly. That's essential. Now, in terms of the method of communication, We're seeing video and podcasting continue to be amplified next year. Absolutely. I think video and podcasts will continue to dominate. And one of the reasons for that is that they're really, really intimate ways of connecting, which is awesome. They are accessible, especially podcasting. It's very accessible. You can listen wherever you are. You can multitask. And a lot of us are doing that a lot in the modern world now. So podcasts are absolutely going to continue to grow. Video is just not only going to be essential, I think it's just going to be the queen bee. It's just going to be the thing that everyone needs to be doing if you want to stand out. So that is everything from social selling to connecting with clients, marketing, all of that, building community online, on your social platforms. Any marketing period, any connecting period is going to require video. And this is across the board, even on platforms where historically we haven't really leaned into video, such as LinkedIn. It's going to continue to be absolutely fundamental to your success. And there's a lot of ways that if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, I hate being on video and you're cringing, there's just so many ways to do this creatively. Even if you're terrified of showing your face on video, even if you don't know how to edit video, even if the thought of being on video is really overwhelming, follow me on Instagram for tips around this specifically. I share a lot of this in my stories, and I will be doing that for the rest of the year, continuing to share tips in relation to the trends I've discussed, and video will be one of them. So I'll share some of my favorite apps, different ways that you can improve how your presence is on video, and just kind of the formatting there, because that's also important. The formatting of the video, the length of the video, the content of the video is going to be different depending on where you're showing up with that. So make sure that you're tuning in to get into that. All right. So in general, when it comes to communicating, it really is going to be about quality and intimacy over quantity. So I'm thinking about an example for this. So one of the examples I can give you for this is before we would have these webinars with, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in them, and people were fine with that. They were happy to just kind of hang out in the chat and engage and learn. But I think we're going to start seeing this shift in 2022 where people just don't want to feel like a number anymore at all. And the intimacy is going to be really important. So how you communicate in this example is perhaps thinking about how you can have a more intimate Zoom type masterclass container versus maybe a Facebook group or a webinar room with hundreds of people. So thinking about ways that you can bring in that intimacy, that you can really focus on your VIP inner circle, the quality leads in your pipeline, and inviting them into these containers where they feel that respect and intimacy, and the fact that you do cherish them and they get that really awesome direct connection with you. That's going to help you really stand out next year. Another thing we're seeing, and it sort of is connected with the mobile thing, but people just don't want to be on a million apps anymore. So we're seeing this shift of asking our audience to be on Instagram and Facebook and Voxer and the online portal and all the things. And if you're a coach, that will make more sense to you than if you're not in coaching or service-based business models. But essentially, it applies to everybody, that people don't want to be everywhere, right? And so if you're someone who has always sort of had like a marketing event and you've hosted it in a Facebook group, we're seeing the shift where people are really excited for you to instead host it on Instagram. and to do that in different ways. So you can do that by creating a pop-up page or a closed community that is just for paid clients or people as part of an event that you're doing. But using Instagram creatively instead of then having to also go to Facebook, I'm seeing a trend there that people are really loving. We actually saw a poll when we were doing our research of people, and they were asked, would you rather hang out with the community during a marketing launch event in a Facebook group or on Instagram in a private page? And it was like a really crazy number. Over 90% of people said they would rather it just be on Instagram because that's where they're already naturally hanging out. I think we've seen this shift of people using Facebook for personal reasons sort of go down, right? It's really shifted, especially with millennials. This is obviously also going to be dependent on who you're serving. So as always, do your market research and think about who you're helping, where they're hanging out. That should go without saying, but in general, we are seeing the shift away from Facebook. And so thinking about where you can be more creative in communicating with your people where they're already at is going to help you really stand out. Another example of Instagram here would be using the close friends list on Instagram. So this is something people have started doing, I would say, about 18 months ago, and I've seen it a little bit more this year, but next year I think it's going to become quite a mainstream strategy where we're using close friends on Instagram to speak differently to different people in our community. And across the board, this is going to be important. So having different strategies for different people in your pipeline, depending on where they are, is going to be really, really important in how you communicate them, how you communicate with them in 2022. And so close friends is one of those ways that you can do that, where you can go deeper and be more intimate with people who are the warmest, hottest leads in your community, who are the most active, engaged members, who are like just wanting to go deeper with you. Close friends on Instagram is an amazing way to do that. Beyond that, obviously kind of on the other side of the same coin is this really good, awesome push towards direct communication. So again, email is not going anywhere. It is absolutely going to be a big part of how we are communicating in 2022. But I think we are going to see another big shift, a more mainstream shift. People have already started doing this, but I think we're going to see more of a mainstream shift towards text messaging as a direct communication form. So, you know, we see WhatsApp being connected, WhatsApp Business now making it easier to do that just through WhatsApp. But there's a lot of different companies who offer direct text message services. And I think it's exciting that we're going to be able to do that. It is a different strategy altogether than the other things I've mentioned here in terms of how we communicate. But having direct access to your people is going to be super, super, super important for 2022. As I said, as the online world gets more noisy, as the algorithms continue to be unpredictable, as people become overwhelmed by all the options and all the noise and the bombardment and all of that, having direct communication is going to help you, one, just offer amazing value in an intimate, direct way. Two, it's going to help you stay connected with your people. And three, it's going to help you build out your customer list without relying on any rented platforms, right? We don't own Instagram. We don't own Facebook. We don't own YouTube. We don't own Pinterest or LinkedIn. It's all rented space where you can communicate with your audience in ways that you own that. Your email list is yours. Your text message list is yours. All of that, right? Slack, for example, Slack is a great tool for direct communication, whether that's with just your audience or your paid clients or top customer base. But anytime that you can get away from rented platforms for communication in 2022, that's going to be the best move for you to make sure that you can always meet your people. right? Always meet them and have them hear you and see you. All right. So how we communicate is shifting for 2022. Just to recap some of the big points here. If you're not already convinced that every part of your journey needs to be mobile friendly, please hear me loud and clear. It is essential that every part of how you communicate in your business is mobile friendly. Also, think about ways that you can streamline and simplify your communication so you're not asking your people to be everywhere, especially if they're not already there. Really kind of contain it to where they already are. And an example of that is maybe not creating an extra Facebook group, but bringing it back into Instagram if that's already where you are and where your people are, creating a pop-up page, creating a close friends list to communicate, and then thinking about ways that you can leverage video and podcasting as an amazing tool for communicating for that intimacy, right? And the quality of content that you can create and the quality of your communication. And then also really lean into direct communication. How can you grow your direct communication lists so that you can really leverage that for 2022? As always, I will be diving into these tips in more specific detail over on Instagram at robin.gooding. I'll be giving tangible tips. I don't want these episodes to be too long, which is why I'm going to keep them short and sweet for you. But this is the overview. And if you want the tangible, practical tips beyond this, definitely hang out on Instagram because I'll be sharing that with everyone there over the next little while. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I'm very excited about 2022. I hope that these episodes as part of the series is helping you as you plan out your marketing strategy, your sales strategy for next year, and think about how you're going to make sure that you stand out from the noise and you can stand out from the crowd because you absolutely have something really magical to offer. The world needs to receive it, and I hope that I can help you bring it to your people and make the difference that you want to make. Have an amazing rest of your day. I love you. Thank you for being here, and the best is yet to come. I'm Robin Gooding, and you've been listening to the Profitable Way podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at robin.gooding and join the Facebook community through the link in my Instagram bio. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe, rate, and review this episode so that I can continue to share this message with other entrepreneurs looking to pursue their dream online. I hope you'll join in next week for another episode, and I hope that you always remember that the best is yet to come.